Real quick before we dive into this episode of the podcast, be sure to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Now on to the show. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
I am a real estate investor. I used to be a truck driver. I started out as a truck driver and forklift operator. I eventually got into real estate and real estate land specifically. From there, it led me down to a software provider. And from there, I've just been doing real estate and software ever since. But it's been an interesting story from becoming a truck driver to a software and real estate person. I used to drive semi-trucks 80,000 pounds down the road. A lot of what I've done has been just finding ways to get your first dollar from customers. I think it's a lot of people struggle and then getting your first 100,000. And like I said, I think we're about to hit 1 million in the next 30 days that we've done just by doing that. So it's a lot of consistency, reinvesting your capital, living cheaply in the meantime, because you have to survive. And I think real estate is definitely a survival game and surviving long enough till you get there. So for everybody out there trying to make it, sometimes you have to reinvest your profits, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do, but it'll all lead to something better. And it's just doing the hard things up front will usually get you to where you want to go, because if you take those dollars and put it into your pocket and spend it on whatever you want to live that entrepreneur lifestyle, you might not get to the real lifestyle you really want, which is freedom. My biggest success, I would think, is a client success. We've had 15 clients in 6 year months, and I think it's not necessarily a small feat. I didn't even know that would be a feat I would tend to hit, but we've hit it, and I'm like, man, am I going to have more clients do that? I feel like that's my biggest success, is having more clients make more money. When it comes down to it, anybody can make money, but I think helping people around you make money, I think, is a true goal. And I think it's very selfish if you make money by yourself. So I like participating in a place where the people around me make money and I make money. That way everybody wins, and it's kind of raising the people around you and helping people around you and the community around you. So I think that's the biggest thing. The big failure, I think, is not going hard in like email marketing and other strategies. There's certain things that I'm not good at, I think is probably my biggest failure, that I haven't like outsourced yet, but we're working to get those things. And for me, I was like, I'll get there when I get there type of thing. And I'm working on certain things. So there's certain things I kind of knocked out of the path, but I think I should address some marketing strategies sooner, but we'll see how they affect it in the long run, years from now, whether it was a good decision or bad decision, in my opinion. So my best tip is to make sure you have a product that people want and make sure it's at a price point that people want it at. I think a lot of people, they think marketing is the thing that will bring them sales, but you always have to have a valuable product and a valuable offer that will help you get those sales, help make sure you do have a valuable business. There's a book by Alex Ramosi called $100 Million Offers. If you're stuck at that point, read that book. It kind of really explains to make a really good grand slam offer and what price point you sell it at. And I think that'll help a lot of people if you're stuck at that spot. Tactics I used, we used affiliate marketing, we used text marketing, podcasting as itself as a resource, social media, just creating a lot of different avenues to create traction. Definitely being social media facing has helped us a lot, but being intentional, I think, is the biggest thing. Being intentional on the content you produce, being intentional on the places you show up and show your face, eventually to get new customers, speaking engagements, all that stuff kind of plays in hand in hand, and the audience you're really trying to direct and who you're trying to connect with. So make sure you know where your target audience is and what they want to hear and what they need to make it to the next level. So if you're interested in learning how to make six figures on one land deal, we actually provide a $1 course. I know it's really steep and informational, but if you text course, C-O-U-R-S-E, to 210-972-1842, that'll take you to our $1 course. You're going to pay a dollar and provide you with information on how to do six figures in one real estate land deal. We've done multiple deals like that, and it's really been interesting to see some of our clients come around and do those as well in the background. So if you're interested in the information, at least how to do it, go check it out. We are at HiveMind CRM everywhere: YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts. We have our own podcast called the Hive with Us Podcast Network with over 300 episodes. We really produce a lot of content, and we're really trying to help educate small entrepreneurs and people that are trying to make more money and really create the life they really want to in business. So if you're interested in that, go check us out. We're always here to help and help you take your business to the next level. So we will see you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and were able to take away a valuable nugget of information that you can implement right away in your own business. If you feel your story would be valuable for the listeners of this show, please visit frugal.show/guest. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.